Chapter 4. Raggedy Ann and the Kite. One day, Marcella was playing with her friends. Raggedy Ann was with her. The children were making a kite. They used sticks and cloth to make the kite. They made a tail for the kite, and then they tied a large ball of string to the kite. The kite was ready to fly now. One boy held the kite, a second boy held the string. There was a nice wind, and the kite needed wind to fly in the sky. The boy with the string said,
"Let go!"
The other boy held the kite up in the air. Then he let the kite go. The boy with the string started to run. The kite flew very high in the sky. Raggedy Ann was happy to see it fly so high. But then something happened to the kite. It began flying this way and that way. The kite made four or five circles in the air, then it fell to the ground.
"It needs a longer tail," one boy said.
The children asked each other where they could get more cloth to make a longer tail for the kite.
"Let's tie Raggedy Ann to the tail," said Marcella. "I know she'll like to fly in the sky."
The boys thought this was a good idea, so they tied Raggedy Ann to the tail of the kite. This time the kite flew straight up into the air. It flew very high. Raggedy Ann enjoyed being up in the sky. She could see very far. The children looked very small from the sky. Suddenly, a strong wind came. She heard the wind singing as it pulled the kite faster and higher. Then Raggedy Ann felt something tear. It was the cloth that tied her to the kite. As the wind blew harder, the tear became bigger. Marcella saw Raggedy Ann fly high above the ground. She thought that Raggedy Ann was having a lot of fun. She also wanted to fly in the sky with Raggedy Ann. After some time, Marcella grew tired of looking at the kite. She wanted to go home.
"Can you please pull down the kite now?"
she asked the boy with the string.
"I want Raggedy Ann."
"I'll let her fly some more,"
the boy said.
"We'll bring her down later. We want to make the kite go higher."
Marcella didn't want to leave Raggedy Ann with the boys, so she sat down to wait. From the ground, Marcella couldn't see the wind tearing the cloth that held Raggedy Ann to the kite. Raggedy Ann could feel that she was not tied tightly anymore. She was getting looser and looser. Suddenly, the cloth tore all the way. Raggedy was not tied to the kite tail anymore. But she did not fall. The wind blew into Raggedy's skirt, and she went flying away from the kite. Marcella jumped up when she saw Raggedy Ann flying away from the kite. Without Raggedy Ann, the kite couldn't fly straight any longer. Finally, it fell to the ground.
"We'll get Raggedy Ann for you,"
the boys said to Marcella. All the children ran to where the kite had fallen. They ran and ran. At last, they found the kite on the ground. But they could not find Raggedy Ann.
"Maybe she fell in your garden,"
a boy said to Marcella.
"The kite was above your garden when she fell."
All the children went to Marcella's garden, but they did not find Raggedy Ann there. Marcella was very sad. She went to her house and told Mama what had happened. Then Marcella went to her room and lay on her bed. Her Mama went out to look for Raggedy Ann, but she couldn't find Raggedy Ann either. When Daddy came home in the evening, he also looked for Raggedy Ann, but he could not find her. Marcella didn't want to do anything. She didn't want to play with any of her other dolls, and she cried for a long time that night. Finally, she fell asleep. She dreamed that Raggedy Ann had come back to her. She woke up crying. Mama heard her and came to her bed. She told Marcella that in the morning Daddy would look for Raggedy Ann again.
"I shouldn't have given Raggedy Ann to the boys to tie to the kite,"
Marcella cried.
"I want her to come back to me."
Mama took Marcella in her arms and said sweet things to her. But Mama thought that Raggedy Ann was lost and would never be found again. Now, where do you think Raggedy Ann was? When Raggedy Ann fell from the kite, the wind took her a long way. It took her to Marcella's garden. She fell into the top of a big tree in the garden. In the tree, two birds had a nest. They heard Raggedy Ann fall into the tree. They were angry with Raggedy Ann for falling so close to their nest. Raggedy Ann did not move for a long time. The birds stopped being angry and became curious. They asked her who she was, but Raggedy Ann did not say anything to them. She did not move. She only smiled at them. Soon Mama Bird told Daddy Bird,
"See her hair! We can use it in our nest!"
So the birds jumped closer to Raggedy Ann. They asked if they could take some of her hair for their nest. Raggedy Ann did not say anything to them. She only smiled at them. So the two birds pulled at Raggedy Ann's hair until they had some for their nest. Evening came, and the birds sang their lullabies. Raggedy Ann saw the stars come out in the sky. The next morning, the birds pulled more hair from Raggedy Ann's head. They also moved her. Now she could see the ground. She saw that she was in a tree in her own garden. She saw Marcella looking for her again. Soon, Marcella found Raggedy, and this is how she did it. Mama Bird had seen Marcella with Raggedy Ann in the garden many times, so she started singing.
Chip, chip!
Daddy Bird also started singing.
Chip, chip, chip!
Marcella looked up into the tree when she heard the birds singing. Then she saw Raggedy Ann in the tree. She felt very happy.
"Here's Raggedy Ann!"
she shouted. Mama and Daddy came out and saw Raggedy Ann. Daddy climbed up the tree and brought Raggedy Ann down. He put her in Marcella's arms.
"You'll never fly on a kite again, Raggedy Ann,"
said Marcella.
"I'll never let you leave me again."
So Raggedy Ann went into the house and had breakfast with Marcella. Mama and Daddy were very happy when they saw Marcella playing with Raggedy Ann.